Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and the world. It's that time again. It's Friday, start of a big July 4th weekend, which will be all the way into Tuesday if you got that many days off. Anyways, it's time for Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me, Tarek Brock, live in Pittsburgh. And after this weekend, he'll be able to sleep in his own bed in Los Angeles. Four games in Los Angeles starting Monday night. We'll talk about that Monday morning. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this in his backyard, Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, more of him, less of me. Tarek, the threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And man, oh man, has that smoke cleared in Pittsburgh. So we got rid of the haze and the fog, and we can get the Brewers with brooms this weekend.
Oh, man, good morning to you. Doing great. Just really excited about, this upcoming couple days, starting off with the three-game set, against, the Brewers after coming off a nice series with the Padres. Just watching our guys, starting to get their rhythm and their groove back and, just looking forward to just keeping that rolling.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you look at it now, you're in third place, 4.5 behind Cincinnati. This is a series where it's almost like the payback, the revenge tour to get the Brewers back for what they did to you in Milwaukee, I would imagine.
For us, it's just about continuing to just play, good baseball. The one thing is that we can't go back and undo what we did. We didn't play well while we were in Milwaukee, but what we can do is just, show a better version of ourselves. These next couple of days and then just move on from there. So that's, pretty much where we're at right now. And so that's good. They have not seen us good. They have not seen us, where we at right now. And so that is a good thing for us.
Well, not only that, when you look at the All-Star game coming up, and that's a few weeks away, looks like we're going to have a bunch of Pirates in there. I can imagine Keller, Bednar, Sawinski. Looks like Shelton will be going. I mean, this is good for the city of Pittsburgh in more ways than one.
And yes, it is. Having our manager go is a really cool thing, because most times, staff doesn't get recognized, in that regards. And so, that's a really cool thing and very happy for, Shelty, our manager. And then just looking forward to, guys that, have earned it. Mitch Keller has earned it, one of the top leaders in wins, one of the top leaders in strikeouts. Has definitely, turned around and had a great first half of the season. So we just, love to see him, go ahead and make that trip and hopefully, getting announced. At some point today, and just going from there, and then just seeing our closer who's, pitched extremely well, who went last year and would love to see him go back again and, just get some more representatives of our team and of our city as well.
Well, and not only that, the rookie you brought up, Henry Davis, it's amazing. He'll hit a home run. He'll do whatever it takes, but he'll put the personal things aside. If they don't get the win, This guy seems to be a driven dude, and that's the mindset in Pittsburgh. Is the individual awards are great and everything, but we're in this to win this thing, and to show the prognosticators that we're only about 30 wins away from what they predicted us to be.
Absolutely, Henry has given us a nice little boost. He is a hard worker. And, I have no doubt that, he'll do everything he can to become, a really good outfielder while he's out there. And that's the really cool thing, about Henry is he's a hard worker. And the cool thing is that, I get, feedback from the catching guys, spend some time with them. And so, I'm just looking forward to just continuing to grow the relationship I have with them both offensively and defensively, and which I mean offensively is on the bases, as he learns, you know, the art of base stealing at this level. And so we could just keep building that on. But at the plate, he's been, you know, huge for us. He had a good series in Miami and just finished up a really good series, you know, with the Padres.
Yeah, and when you look at the Padres, boy, taking two of their great pitchers out of the equation in this three-game series, getting to Blake Snell, getting to Joe Musgrove, the former Pirate, this had to be satisfying. Coming back from Florida, losing three out of four, getting ready for the launch party with the City Connects and just rolling San Diego. You're right, nobody's going to feel sorry for anybody, injuries and everything, but this had to be a satisfying feeling winning this three-game series against a big team like San Diego.
Well, yeah, it was big for us. You know, we lost, you know, one of our offensive, you know, leaders in Brian Reynolds, you know, didn't have him this series, so that was a really cool thing. It presented opportunity for some players to, you know, fill in and, you know, to his position. And Josh Palacios has played a really good outfield, gave us some really big hits and stolen bases and robbing a home run the other day, you know, down left field line. So, you know, that's been really good right there. So, you know, hopefully we'll get, you know, Brian back either today or sometime, you know, this series to give us a nice little boost. But like you said, you know, playing a really good team in San Diego with the guys that they have there, the roster and the payroll was big. We just did a really good job of putting the ball in play, taking our walks and, you know, putting together some really good at, you know, really good at bats. And that's something that, you know, we can, you know, hang our hats on. And also coming back, being down four, just thinking just, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, those games would end up being like, you know, a 10-2 ball game.
Right. And the concerns with the weather there, I know the Canadian fires have brought that air quality down into Pittsburgh and some of the surrounding eastern cities there. How tough is that to play through it? I know they were monitoring it Wednesday and yesterday, but that had to be tough playing through it. Andrew McCutchen had the gas mask type of thing on and stuff like that. How bad? I mean, you're right there. We're seeing it from afar, but prayers and thoughts that we got the games in.
Yeah. We were, you know, fortunate to get the games in. I mean, just for a bit of context and the measure of stuff, we had one of the umpires who was in New York when those games got canceled. Who said that, you know, the ceiling or the floor of that was really high in New York and it was really low here. And so after the first night, I mean, I woke up the next day and it just felt like, you know, somebody had a blow jar, you know, blowing down my throat, you know, while I was sleeping. And so we were able to get back out there. The one thing that Major League Baseball and our training staff, you know, followed up with the MLBPA, did a great job of just making sure that we didn't spend a lot of time on the field. You know, all pregame activities were moved inside so that the only time that we
kind of losing Tarek right there for a moment. Hopefully we'll get him right back. And, man, he's talking about the air quality in Pittsburgh and stuff. So, Man, I'm glad they got that game in Pittsburgh, and the Pirates more or less took it to the Padres, sweeping the three-game series. They got three more in Pittsburgh with the Brewers this weekend before they come out for a seven-game road trip in Los Angeles and Arizona. Yeah, we lost you there for a minute. I'm glad you're back. But, yeah, that was great. You guys, you know, got that thing and got the game in more ways than one. Hey, when we were trying to get to talk about the mascots, and you see them all over the place in all the great cities you guys go to, I came up with a top five. I still think the Pirate Parrot's the best, followed by the Philly Fanatic, Bernie Brewer, the San Diego Chicken, and maybe the Rally Monkey, which you'll see probably in Anaheim on this end of the July trip. Any five you have?
Oh, man. That's a interesting one there. So I'll probably go off the cuff of just things that, you know, you see and you kind of look forward to. You know, so for me, I like the parrot, but I'm going to throw the pierogi race in there because that's really cool. And then you got to go with the sausage race and you know, Milwaukee, that's another one. And then how about the presidents in Washington, D.C.? I think that's a really, really cool one. And I'm going to go out on a limb on this one. Because this one is starting to take off for me is Mr. Freeze in Atlanta.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
As the people are running around from there. And then just what I grew up on definitely is, you know, the San Diego Chicken. It was really cool to have a great relationship. And the one mascot that I've had the best relationship over in, like, you know, over 20-plus years would be the red bird from
St. Louis,
but he also went out and just started the Superstars Bird Zerk. Oh man, that guy's awesome. Just to see him, you know, from my minor league days all the way up to now, and see how he's grown his empire, and still is the same awesome, you know, guy. So you know, that's a huge one for me. It was Billy Bird.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be a little biased here. Nobody's touching the Pittsburgh Pirates City Connect jerseys. Those things are sweet, man. I mean, the black pants, the gold jerseys, you got the caps going. I mean, it is just simply amazing. And I was having fun with Kip Gross and some of these City Connects. I said, some of them I can't quite figure out, you know. But the Pirates, to me, are just number one. They stand out. And there's some teams that haven't come out with yet, but, man, oh, man, those things are unbelievable. And what Pittsburgh did Tuesday night, breaking that whole launch party out, had to be something in more ways than one as well.
Yeah, no, it was really good. You know, like I said, it brings shades of, you know, the 70s back, but also with the little twist. And, you know, we'll probably wear those, you know, those uniforms on Friday nights, you know, starting tonight and moving forward, which I think is really good. They did everything they could to, you know, capture the city from the, you know, the steel, the three rivers, and, you know, most importantly, the bridges, which we have so many here, which is really cool. And so it is, you know, it might take time for, you know, people, you know, to grow on people, but I mean, it's really cool. It's a different yellow than what we normally wear. And then the helmet design is really cool, the two-tone, you know, as well. So it gave us a little twist and you know, jazzed up our uniforms for a bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, as we wind this thing down, I know we'll talk Monday when you're in Los Angeles, and that'll be nice to sleep in your own bed for a few days. But the NBA making news, I guess the Sixers, basically are picking the opt-in that Harden took. So we'll find out what the NBA, Rui Hachimura out here, and Reeves are free agents with the Lakers. I still think the balance is going to be in the East, because I think the East is just so much more rock'em sock'em. Nothing to take away from what Denver's done, but the East with Boston and Philly and Miami, and the list goes on, and we could see Damian Lillard in Miami. Any thoughts with the NBA news just around the corner?
I mean, yes, the biggest talk, you know, recently has been, you know, the draft, and the draft went off really well. And you know, like you said, the one thing that that stuck out for me was Portland, you know, in their draft, and just seeing what that, you know, where that left, you know, Dame Lillard. And like you said, you know, you could possibly see him, you know, somewhere else, which is really good. You know, the Lakers have to do everything they can, you know, to keep that core, you know, intact. And, like, who knows what the season would have been like if they had, you know, their guys to stay healthy. If LeBron could have stayed healthy, AD stayed healthy, you know, they wouldn't have to labor so much to get through the playoffs, to get into the play-in, to get to the playoffs, and then roll through like that. Like, you know, they have a three seed or something, like the road can be a little bit different for them. So it's really good. And then just seeing what, you know, where, you know, James Harden lands, And it just looks like at this point in time that, you know, Philly's going to have to trade him to a team, you know, that has some, you know, expiring contracts just like his is. And you know, just trying to move some, you know, some dead salary around and just it'd be a one-year rental, you know, moving forward. But at the same time, it's going to be really interesting, you know, and I don't know, you know, what suitors that he possibly could have right now. But it'll be really interesting, you know, to go from there. And I'm surprised, especially with the relationship that he has with Daryl Morey. I just thought that he would have stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, boy, Draymond Green would fit Philly. I know that lunch pail mentality style would fit Philly. I could see him there. The Lakers are after him, too. When you guys come out here, I imagine you'll be donning the USC colors, and we're in that time of the season where Henry Davis probably bringing out the Louisville thing, college football right around the corner. I'm sure the guys in that clubhouse are getting ready to state who's number one in their minds.
Yeah, it's definitely getting close. You know, normally right after the All-Star break, that would be it. You know, we're at the point right now where, you know, football is just a little calm. You know, everyone's on their hiatus right now, you know, as our brothers down the street, the Steelers are. And it was good to see, you know, DeMar Hamlin, you know, stop by and throw out the first pitch and just hang out with us for a little bit. Didn't get to take BP, you know, but he said he was ready. I told him I could use him in the outfield to run down some balls and see the DB and stuff like that. And so, you know, as soon as, you know, the All-Star break is over and we get into that first week, you'll start to see, you know, guys start to, you know, talk a little bit more about the upcoming seasons and stuff like that. But the main thing that's taking priority in our clubhouse is winning every night and doing everything we can to get back on top of this division.
Yeah, it's okay to flex the muscles. USC will win the national champs. Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams will be the Heisman winner again. And let's pull for those Pittsburgh Maulers tomorrow, USFL championship against the Birmingham team out there in Cannon. Get another trophy in the Berg there. Gosh, I appreciate this so much. I can't wait to talk Monday morning, you know, as we're probably both eating breakfast. Early morning, the four-game series with the Dodgers. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my brother.
Man, on Twitter, it's TARRIKSR. On Instagram, it's first and last name, TARRIKBROCKSR. And on Facebook, it's just, you know, first and last name, TARRIKBROCK, man. So it's good, man. Wishing everyone a good weekend. Wishing everyone a happy and safe 4th of July, man, and just enjoy the time with family and friends. And if you get on the grill, grill safely.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, you guys are on Apple TV again. They're taking notice. They're saying, let's get the Bucks here. You know, so you're on Apple TV again today. I can't wait to touch bases with you Monday in Los Angeles. Nice 7-game road trip. And then you're back out here at the end of the month, Anaheim and San Diego. So, till then, thanks for listening, everybody. He's Jarrett Brock out there in Pittsburgh as the Bruins will be continuing to sit in that dugout to get the Brewers out of town. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll touch bases with you Monday morning as the Pirates will open a 4-game series at Dodger Stadium. Till then, have a blessed one. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless, and have a safe weekend.